and who you would become is enhanced. In other words, we want to say to you that without contrast, you would see nothing in your photograph. Without contrast, there would be no context in which to have life. Without contrast, there would be no opportunity to become more. Without contrast, we would all cease to be, because the contrast puts the eternity in eternalness, or the eternalness in eternity. Without it, the new idea could not be born. What makes humans argue that point or lament it is they get too far separated in their contrast. In other words, if the contrast was don't want that, want that, it is, and that is the more peaceful world we think that you are talking about. And that really is the world that you have intended. None of you said, let's go forth and have extraordinary contrast. Let's live horrible conditions, which makes us want even better conditions. None of you said that. And we are not here as proponents of that. We are proponents of contrast, but we are teachers of how to get your life to the place that the contrast is don't want that, do want that, don't want that, do want that. You all are the ones that put the drama in it. You all are the ones who hold yourself in such ardent resistance. And many of you would like to have a seminar on, and why is that necessary? And why does that happen? And we say, it happens because people get separated from their guidance system. And then you want to have a seminar on, why would people get separated from their guidance system? And we say, it would be a short seminar. It's because you listen to those outside of you instead of to your own guidance. And then you say, and why would I do that? And we say, because they're present, they're more obvious. It's part of this physical world that you are enamored with. But your emotions were always within you. And so then the question that we want to throw back to all of you is, at what point do you think in your personal physical experience you made the choice to listen to someone other than what was pulsing within you? At what point, if you can isolate it, do you think that it matters more to you what somebody else thinks than it does what you think? And we say, in a more and more controlling society, in other words, if you have a very controlling parent who is very angry with you when you don't do what they say, it becomes pretty easy for you to begin to listen to what they want, because it seems to go better for you than to do what feels good to you. And when you compound that, then you have big bully countries with great big bombs that say, if you don't do what we want, then we will make your life very hard. And so we're wanting you to realize that you never have lost that. It's just that you have caved in to the stronger of the drums beating. And that's why you summon the likes of us, to remind you of who you are and how you really feel and how life is supposed to feel to you and how you have always known that it would be, to remind you to listen to the guidance that comes forth from within and to make the choices of the thoughts that feel better. So whether you're a child who is being distracted by an environment that is demanding something of them that is different than what their gut is telling them, or you are a citizen in an advanced world who is listening to the trouble of the world rather than the calling of your source. It's the same thing whether you're in a child or an adult. You're making choices that don't feel good. And that's what we want to remind you that life is all about. Life is about feeling good. Your purpose of your life, your quest is for joy that only comes through alignment. So the basis of your life is freedom, because no one can think for you. No one can offer your vibration. Your quest or intention coming in is for continual joy. And the result of all of it is inevitable expansion. And the expansion happens whether you in this body get in on the joy part of it or not. Because you're living life and you're throwing stuff into vibrational escrow and the world is evolving and it is becoming because of what you and others like you are living.